Hey friends, I hope you're having a great day so far. So glad you decided to join us. I'm Pastor Chris and I want to welcome you to Discovery Land Online. We're going to stand up right now, so join me. We're going to praise and worship God through music. Let's do it!
There's no nobody else in the world like you. Everywhere I look, I can see. Everything so wonderfully, everything especially me.
Before we start with our lesson today, I want to ask you a question. You ready? Have you ever been asked to do something you really, really didn't want to do? Think about that. I bet you probably have. I know I have, that's for sure. Sometimes we're asked to do things we don't want to do. It just happens, friends. And even if we know it's the right thing to do, like being nice to our little sister or brother or sharing our toys, sometimes we just don't want to do it. Today, we're going to hear about how God asked a man named Jonah to do something Jonah really, really, really didn't want to do. But before we get started with that part, let's pray and ask God to teach us something awesome today. God, thanks for being with us. Thanks for giving us your word, the Bible. God, help us to learn what you want us to know today and help us to put it into practice. In Jesus' name, amen. So, as we get ready, let's put on our pay attention glasses. Bloop, 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 bloop. See ya. All right, let's put on our listening ears. Lock them in place. Cool, and let's get our mouths ready so you can listen with your ears. So if we need to zip, lock, and button our lips, all right, let's get started. So, one day, God told a prophet named Jonah to go and preach to the people who lived in a city called Nineveh. Kind of fun. All right. Now, what wasn't so fun was the Ninevites were very mean and they were very cruel. They were nasty people. And God wasn't happy at all with the way the Ninevites were behaving. He was angry. So he told Jonah, go tell those Ninevites that if they don't stop doing what they're doing and start pleasing God, he was going to destroy them. But through Jonah, God was going to give him a second chance. He was being gracious. Now, that's a big word. So to be gracious means to show kindness to someone who doesn't deserve it, even if they're making bad choices. So now going to Nineveh and telling the people to stop doing these bad things was something Jonah didn't want to do. So why do you think that Jonah didn't want to go talk to the people? What do you think, friends? Yeah, good thinking. They'd been mean and unkind and they were nasty. Why would you go want to be around people like that? So Jonah didn't like this idea, not one bit. So instead of obeying God and going to Nineveh, Jonah ran in the opposite direction. So, he went the other way. Why do you guys think he did that? Oh, well, let's keep on going. Let's read more of the story. So as Jonah ran away as quickly as he could, he actually jumped into a boat and headed for a place called Tarshish, hoping to get as far away from Nineveh as he possibly could. But Jonah couldn't run away from God. And so God sent a storm to the boat that he was on. All right, he sent a storm to the boat that he was on. Gotta be safe. Okay. He sent a big storm. There was lots of rain. There was lots of lightning. There was lots of thunder. Go ahead and zoom in. Here's our boat and Jonah and the sailors. Woo! It was scary, friends. The boat was bobbing and weaving and they were taking on waves and it was good, crazy and not so good. But finally, the sailors on the boat were so terrified and didn't know what to do. One of them asked, hey, where's that guy named Jonah? Guess where Jonah was? He was fast asleep at the bottom of the boat. even though there was a crazy storm. So the sailors, Jonah, get up! Who are you? Where are you? Where did you come from? Why are you here? And Jonah said, I am a prophet of the one true God. God sent this storm because I'm running away from him. The waves got rougher and rougher. And the sailors said, what should we do to make the sea? We're going to drown. It's going to be awful. Jonah said, throw me into the sea. This is my fault because I didn't obey the Lord. So at first, the sailors didn't want to throw Jonah overboard, and they tried to row back to shore, but the storm got worse and worse and worse. So the sailors were left with no choice. They threw Jonah overboard. And what do you think happened? The storm stopped just like that. The sea that was all crazy, calm. When the sailors saw this, they were amazed by the one true God. And they stopped to worship the Lord, the true God, and thanked him for his graciousness. Meanwhile, what happened to Jonah? Well, God was gracious to Jonah too. God showed great kindness to Jonah, even when Jonah disobeyed him. You're not going to believe what happened next, friends. God sent a giant fish to swallow up Jonah, saving his life. Now, it was much bigger, obviously, because I can't fit in that fish. But the fish that swallowed Jonah was big enough to swallow him. That's amazing. That's crazy. So Jonah's inside a fish. I wonder what that would be like, friends. Probably dark. Probably super stinky, because fish are kind of smelly. And probably a little scary. So, do you think Jonah was able to get out of the fish on his own? No, there wasn't anything Jonah could do when he was inside the fish. So what do you think he did, friends? Huh? Jonah prayed to God. For the 3 days and three nights that he was in the fish, Jonah prayed to God and asked him for help. Jonah decided, hey, God, maybe I should go do what you said I should do. Good plan, friends, doing what God says. On the third day, God commanded the fish to spit Jonah out onto a beach. Crazy, but true. And God said, Jonah, I'm going to give you another chance. Go preach to those people in Nineveh and tell them and warn them about what's going to happen. And guess what? This time, Jonah listened to God and went to Nineveh. He went through the city for 3 days, warning them. In 40 days, God's going to overthrow your city. When the king and the people of Nineveh heard this, they wanted to show God they were sorry for what they had done. They repented. The king said, maybe if God sees how sorry we are, he'll show us grace and compassion. So they stopped doing all those bad things and said that they were sorry. So what do you think God did? When God saw the Ninevites turn from their evil ways and listen to his directions, he decided to show them grace or kindness that they didn't deserve. Friends, God is amazingly gracious, and he saved Jonah and the sailors, and then he saved the entire city of Nineveh. God showed grace to the people in this part of the big God story. He's shown us grace, too, by sending his son Jesus to forgive our sins. And because of Jesus, we can be forgiven, and we can be with God now and forever. That's amazing. Just as God shows us grace, friends, he wants us to show grace to others too. Sometimes it's really hard to be gracious and kind, especially to people that have hurt us. But God will be there. God will help us, and we can trust God to give us everything we need to be gracious to others, just as He's been gracious to us. So, to recap, God is gracious. Today in the Big God story, we saw that how God was gracious to the sailors, to Jonah, and to the people of Nineveh. God is good. He's amazing. And what do we mean when we say God is gracious or God shows grace? We mean that God is kind to us even though we don't deserve it. So how do you feel when you think about how God has grace and love for us? I know it makes me super happy and thankful. Thinking about how God has shown me His grace makes me want to praise and worship and sing songs to Him. So right now, we're going to worship God by creating a picture. That's a cool way that we can worship God too. So let's show God how thankful we are for His grace. Go ahead and grab some coloring supplies and draw a picture for God during this song. You can draw a picture of Jonah and the fish, or Jesus on the cross, or sometime when God showed you grace, or you can even just draw a picture of what you think God looks like. Draw a picture to God and thank Him for His grace.
I can hear you every day. I can hear you when I pray. When I'm lonely, you are there. You are with me everywhere. And you tell me.
Great job, friends. Now it's time for our blessing. Go ahead and hold out your hands like you're ready to receive a blessing from God. Here we go. Children, God is gracious. He loves you, and may you trust in God and follow Him all the days of your life. See you later. Come back next time.